Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Before I continue with the alphabet of artists in this art, I want to talk about something that's important to me and a lot of people in Western Washington, and I'm sure the world. Buddy Catlett, the great bass player, clarinetist, saxophonist, friend, all of that, is in need of some heart surgery. And there's going to be a fundraiser, and if you're interested, and I hope you are, in participating, this man is a great teacher, a great friend. He played with Count Basie's band, then he went with Louis Armstrong, he was with Quincy Jones' band. Many bass players in the area have told me that when they first got to town, Buddy might pass up a gig and give them one. That's something. That's rare. Sunday, September 14th. Put that on your calendar. Sunday, September 14th from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. at the Pampas Room, which is under El Gaucho, at 90 Wall Street in the Belltown section of Seattle. There will be a gathering, a great number of Pacific Northwest artists in this Art of Jazz will be there. And as I get more information about what's going to go on there, I will talk about it up, including the day, September 14th, to raise money to help a beautiful human being, Buddy Catlett. He's a good buddy of mine. He and I played together a long time at the New Orleans Creole restaurant. Anyway, it's important we take care of each other. We're finding out that more and more. Sharing what you can. Sunday, September 14th, at the Pampas Room, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., 90 Wall Street, Belltown, Seattle, Washington. Now, continuing on with the K's in the alphabet, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, a Kansas City band to begin with in the late 20s. Kirk played tuba and bass saxophone and baritone saxophone. Probably more importantly, he gave a chance for a young person to come in and do arranging and play piano, which she did for many years, Mary Lou Williams. I'll talk about her as we go along. 1929 in Kansas City, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy for Brunswick Records, and one written and arranged for the band by Mary Lou Williams called Mess a Stomp. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Kansas City, 1929. Mesa Stomp, arranged and composed by Mary Lou Williams, who did the piano work there. Bill Dervin on banjo and guitar, and the clarinet soloist is John Harrington. Beautiful drumming by Ed McNeil. All that. We'll hear three in a row now, same time, November 1929, same place, Kansas City. Blue Clarinet Stomp, Corky Stomp, and Froggy Bottom, all of them arranged by Mary Lou Williams. Andy Kirk, as I said, plays the tuba and the bass saxophone. You'll hear a violin who's in the band, a guy named Claude Williams. What's interesting for those of you that know Basie's band, Claude Williams was the first guitarist in Count Basie's orchestra when it was under his name. before Freddie Green. He joined the band in the first months of 1937. Andy Kirk, right now. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy from Kansas City, 1929. Blue clarinet stomp featuring, on the clarinet, John Harrington. And a scat vocal by the trumpet player Harry Lawson. Corky stomp, also arranged by Mary Lou Williams, the pianist. Alan Durham had a very nice solo there on his trombone coming in. And Froggy Bottom, also by Williams, with Ms. Williams opening on the piano. John Harrington's beautiful saxophone solo there. Gene Prince, trumpet. And Andy Kirk throughout, either playing tuba or bass saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from. Now Andy Kirk moved the band into 1930. You couldn't have much to do about that. It just happened. And he moved out of Kansas City and into Chicago. We'll hear two featuring the new vocalist in the band, Billy Massey. Thank you.
went with a dear old pal of mine. I ought to hop a choo-choo, I know I ought to go. I'd love to find my baby, but my funds are awful low. My gal, why did she leave me? Sweet gal, I'm missing her so. Oh, there ain't no gal in Memphis as good as her around. I lost my gal from Memphis, that's why I feel low down. I can show loose ankles. Now it used to be the passion to hold hands oh so sweet. But now to be in fashion, you must have dancing prancing feet. Those sweeties, one and all, four to me are bound to fall. Cause I've got what they call loose ankles. Thank you.
Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Must have been something to dance to that band. Chicago, April 1930 for Brunswick. Billy Massey sang a couple for you. I Lost My Gal from Memphis. Peter DeRose wrote that, and Charlie Tobias did the lyric. Peter DeRose, if you like Deep Purple, if you remember that tune, he wrote that. Loose Ankles, written by pianist Pete Wendling, and Jack Mescal did the lyric. Claude Williams again on violin, and the alto work of John Williams, and the clarinet of John Harrington, and the tenor sax work there. Pushing it. I love that. Lawrence Freeman. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Now there's a 6-year break, something like that, because it's the Depression we're talking about here from 1930. Band came back in 1936, and the next piece is from 1938. Trying to make a living and trying to play for the people so that they feel good about themselves and they can get out and dance. You know, it wasn't a time to sit around and be cool and effete and all that sort of thing. No, they wanted to dance. Made them feel good. So lots of the music has in it rhythmic patterns that are repeated over and over again called riffs. Ba-ba-da, da-da-da, ya-da-da, da-da-da, that. And the dancers just go crazy. Now, what'd they do at a dance? They wouldn't do 3 minutes because that's what a record is. But they could just, you know, the leader would look, Kirk would look over and give a nod to the soloist, and he'd just keep going. 1936, Ghost of Love, written by Mary Lou Williams, with Jack Lawrence coming in to do the lyric, and the new vocal star, Faye Terrell.
Set apart, where the ghost of love is haunting me with memories of you. Yes, I confess I should forget you, but that's one thing I can never do. For how can I forget you when on every lip I kiss, there is the ghost of you. I want you. Not a nightly rendezvous with the ghost of love that's haunting me and making me so blue. Making me blue.
Fay Terrell, he was a big hit for that band. Andy Kirk, 1938, Ghost of Love, written by the pianist in the band Mary Lou Williams, who did the arranging. And Fine Work on Clarinet by John Harrington for Decca Records. They moved over from Brunswick to Decca Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Biggest hit ever for that band was that one, Floyd's Guitar Blues, Floyd Smith, the guitarist in the band, 1939, Andy Kirk, and a feature for Floyd there, arranged, the simple background, by Mary Lou Smith, and that fine brushwork on the drums, Ben Thigpen, who now is the drummer in the band, and some of you might remember his son, Ed Thigpen, who played in the Oscar Peterson Trio in the 60s and 70s, along with Ray Brown. Andy Kirk now, in 1936. I want to go back because I want to pick up on the entrance of Dick Wilson, the great tenor saxophonist with the band. What's interesting about Wilson is he didn't take from Coleman Hawkins, and he didn't take from Lester Young. He just sort of took from himself, which is what Lester was always talking about, you know, be yourself, that kind of thing. wonderful saxophonist. We'll hear three, Lotta Sax Appeal, Get, like Get Out of Here, and All the Jive Is Gone. If you hear a vocalist, it's Faye Terrell, Dick Wilson's tenor, Harry Lawson's trumpet, Ted Donnelly, trombone player, bass player throughout, is Booker Collins. Here we go.
You better to get. Baby, now you've got to go. Why you used to call me out because of the state I made, but the gal I got set up today, you better get. Don't want to see you no more. Oh, get. Don't want to see your face. You better get. Baby, somebody's taking your place. Why you used to let me love you but 4 or 5 times? 4 or 5 don't mean a thing. You ran a gal of mine. You better get. Don't want to see your face.
Country's rave is jive, jive, jive. This modern treat makes life complete. Jive, jive, jive. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. I'm sorry, Kate, but you got here late. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. So come on in and drink some gin. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. What an awful fix, can't get my kicks, cause all the jive is gone.
Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1936 for Decca Records. Lotta Sax Appeal, featuring on tenor saxophone, Dick Wilson. Get, featuring the drummer Ben Thigpen doing a little singing for you. And All the Jive is Gone, written by Earl Thompson. And featuring Faye Terrell doing some singing and Wilson's tenor and Harry Lawson's beautiful trumpet, Ted Donnelly's equally beautiful trombone, and Booker Collins playing bass all over the place. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish Counties, reminding listeners that many new homes are now available offering a wide selection of sizes, price ranges, and styles, many of which are built green. The MBA, building the communities we call home.
Now, from Andy Kirk to Roland. Kirk, 1961 for Mercury. Roland plays the flute, the tenor, the manzello, the stritch, any number of things, and sometimes more than one instrument in his mouth at the same time, getting very interesting results. And I'm not making light of this. This is a wonderful artist. Roland Kirk, 3 for the festival written by him, and Moon Song, an old beauty, I think first done by Art Tatum on the piano, but nevertheless, written by Artie Johnston and Sam Coslow. Here, for your enjoyment, is Roland Kirk on various instruments, Hank Jones at the piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. work on various reed instruments, plus his voice. I didn't mention that. In some way, he's able to make a sound of his voice deep in his throat as he's playing. Three for the Festival, written by him, and Moon Song, written by Artie Johnston and Sam Coslow. All that for Mercury Records in August of 1961. With him, Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. One of my favorite places for Roland Kirk, and many of you who wrote to me and asked me for this, is his association with Benny Golson and Benny Golson's arrangements and his orchestra, 1963. We will hear two, By Myself, written by Arthur Swartz and Howard Dietz, and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square by Manning Sherwin.
Thank you.
Alan Kirk for you, 1963, with Benny Golson's orchestra and Benny Golson's arrangements, Mercury Records. By Myself by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square by Manning Sherwin. And Kirk played the flute on the first one, and Manzello on the second. Richard Davis throughout, fine bass playing, and the trumpet work by Richard Williams. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from, to end the chapter today of Roland Kirk, I'd like to go to his quartet of September 1964 for Limelight Records. He plays the flute throughout these. Horace Parlin on piano and celeste. Michael Fleming, bass. And Walter Perkins on the drums.
Thank you. done said that on his ass.
Thank you.
1964 for Limelight, Horace Parlin on celeste and piano, Michael Fleming on string bass, Walter Perkins on drums, Roland Kirk on flute. Kirk's own composition, a quote from Clifford Brown, John Lewis's Django, and Kurt Vile's My Ship. Roland Kirk, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... At the beginning of the program, I talked about this, and since I'm halfway through the program, and you may have just joined me, I'm going to talk about this again. My friend and the world's friend, Buddy Catlett, great clarinetist and alto saxophonist and particularly bassist, is ill. He needs a heart valve, and heart surgery is that kind of thing, you know. And he's been around Seattle a long time. Graduate from Garfield High School, I think, 1951. He and Quincy Jones, boyhood friends, He played in Count Basie's band. He played in Louis Armstrong's band. He was in Quincy's European Touring Orchestra. He's been a teacher in Seattle. He's been a friend to lots of young musicians, helping them get started. Now he's in the end of his time in a sense that things go wrong, like your car, you know? Buddy was born in 1933, I believe. And Sunday, September 14th, at the Pampas Room under El Gaucho at 90 Wall Street in the Belltown section of Seattle, there's going to be a get-together and fundraiser from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. Now, we need all people who are thinking about doing something for someone else to be involved in this, because Buddy, throughout his career, has done tons of things for other people, aside from being a wonderful companion, and he's a good friend of mine and good friend of many. The Pampas Room, September 14th. Circle it on your calendar. And as I go along in the program, I mean next week and certainly on the 14th, I will be giving you more information if I have phone numbers to give that you might call. Certainly, if they're going to have an auction, and I think they are, good things to auction off. That helps. Sunday, September 14th, a fundraiser for Buddy Catlett at the Pampas Room under the El Gaucho Restaurant, 90 Wall Street, Belltown section of Seattle, Washington. September 14th, there's time to prepare and do stuff, you know, think about it. I'll be telling you more about that as I move through this. Manny Klein now, great trumpet player, with the Boswell sisters. That means Martha and Connie and Vet, 1931. This is Abel Bear composition. It's called It's the Girl.
It's not the canoe, it isn't the river of God that all blue, it isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you, it's a girl, it's a girl, it isn't a fruitlet that you always wander to, it isn't a mountain flower or the morning dew, it isn't the loveliness that brings love to you, it's a girl that makes you happy and it's a girl that makes you blue,
you are bound, I'm bound. What a lonely world would be without them.
It isn't the songbirds, the song that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like rain. So what is this magic that makes all the thing? It's a girl. Oh, it's a girl.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. Say, oh, Mother Nature makes love grand. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you'll understand.
It is a dull paddle, it's not the canoe.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's a girl, it isn't a brook, yeah, that you wanted to do, it isn't a mound, and the flowers all the morning dew, it isn't a loveliness that brings love to you, it's a girl.
Thank you.
Manny Klein is that vibrant trumpet sound you hear there with the Boswell Sisters, 1931 for Brunswick. It's The Girl. Klein trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, Joe Venuti on violin, Arthur Shutt piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tarto bass, and Stan King playing the drums. Now, 1933, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. They're getting started. They have their own band, a little bit bigger than the last one, for Brunswick. Manny Klein's with them. Old Man Harlem, written by Hokie Carmichael and Rudy Vallee, and By Heck by L. Wolf Gilbert.
Thank you.
Fanny Klein playing his trumpet in the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Dorsey Brothers getting started in their long career. 1933, we heard two, Old Man Harlem and By Heck for Brunswick Records. Tommy and Jimmy, that's trombone and clarinet. Larry Binion, nice tenor work there. Fulton McGrath at the piano. The wonderful guitar work of Dick McDonough. Artie Bernstein on bass and Stan King on the drums. Now with Benny Goodman, 1934, Manny Klein for a couple. Two vocals by Mildred Bailey.
Thank you. bad junk man, my broken heart, the broken heart I got from you. I'm gonna give that junk man my broken heart for a loaded 32. I'm gonna give that junk man my old glad rag. I'm gonna wear a gown of black. Better pack your trunk, man, pack your bag, 'cause I'm getting on your track. Now I ain't bragging, you can't throw me down. I'm gonna fix your wagon so you can't go to town. I'm gonna do you right, 'cause you done me wrong. I'm gonna do you black and blue, and then I'll tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you.
Manny Klein playing his trumpet with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1934 for Columbia Records, with vocals by Mildred Bailey. Old Pappy and Junkman, Klein on trumpet, Sonny Lee trombone, Goodman clarinet, Coleman Hawkins playing some of the hottest stuff there, messing with the rhythm. Arthur Schutt playing the piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Gene Krupa on the drums. And as I said, Mildred Bailey doing vocals for you. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now moving from Manny Klein, K-L-E-I-N, to Al Klink, K-L-I-N-K, tenor saxophonist, with Glenn Miller. And he was sort of the second tenor player, but very creative. The first was a guy named Tex Beneke. And it was all, you know, if you know the music at all, you know about Glenn Miller. Extremely popular, but also extremely inventive band and some wonderful people arranging for the band. Bill Finnegan, a friend of mine, now passed away, doing a lot of the work, and so on. First up, My Blue Heaven. This is On the Road, the band broadcast, sometimes broadcasting outfits would tape some of the material that they have just to see how it's doing. For RCA Victor, this was issued. My Blue Heaven by Walter Donaldson. Glenn Miller plays a trombone solo. Then Tex Beneke on tenor and Al Klink on tenor, in that order. And Maurice Bertale, the great drummer for Glenn Miller's orchestra. A Bill Finnegan arrangement, My Blue Heaven.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller with Al Klink, the second tenor soloist there, and My Blue Heaven, written by Walter Donaldson, and the band arrangement, wonderful arrangement by Bill Finnegan. Next, from September 1940, Tiger Rag, supposedly invented by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, particularly their cornet player Nick LaRocca. This features on tenor Al Klink. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, and the word I was trying to remember, which finally came to me, is air check. That's what these are, air checks. The broadcasting company will check to see how things are going, how it sounds, and so on and so forth. And these have been issued. RCA Victor issued them in a package of 78s, and then they were, then made available on long playing records. That was Tiger Rag, 1940, featuring Al Klink on tenor saxophone and Maurice Pertill on the drums. Now for Bluebird, the commercial issue record of Glenn Miller for such a long time. 1939, August of that year, In the Mood, probably his most famous. Joe Garland wrote it with Eddie Durham's help and arranging this for the band. And it has a long history, and I don't want to get into that right now, but it was a huge hit for Glenn Miller's band. You will hear two bar exchanges between Tex Beneke first on his tenor and then Al Klink on his, and the trumpet soloist is Clyde Hurley. Thank you. reminds of one of those riff tunes, just a rhythmic thing, but the dancers loved it. It went crazy. In the Mood, Joe Garland, Eddie Durham. August 1939 for Bluebird Records, Glenn Miller's Orchestra, with Tex Beneke first and Al Klink second in two measure exchanges on their tenor saxophones, and Clyde Hurley playing fine trumpet there. Finally, in this first part for Al Klink, another air check from the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City in the Café Rouge of that famous hotel. The composition written by Robert Wright, Ben Smith, and Leonard Ware is called I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. The arrangement for the band is by Jerry Gray. Al Klink, our alphabetical person, will be the first soloist. Billy May here stars on his trumpet. Glenn Miller will be on the trombone. Trigger Alpert, string bass. Ernie Caceres, clarinet solo. The band pianist for many years, Chummy McGregor, will play a piano solo for you. 1940, Glenn Miller.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra, 1940, December, from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. And a Jerry Gray arrangement of I Dreamt, I Dwelt in Harlem. Robert Wright, Ben Smith, and Leonard Ware wrote that. Al Klink, first soloist on his tenor saxophone. Billy May throughout, beautiful trumpet playing. Glenn Miller's trombone. Trigger Albert, string bass. Ernie Caceres, clarinet. Chummy McGregor at the piano. Al Klink. I want to go now to, it's the only record I know of, and I happen to have a copy. I found it years ago in those great old junk shops that pretty much don't exist anymore. But anyway, it's a Grand Award album. That doesn't mean it was given a Grand Award. It's the name of the company. Al Klink Quintet, December 1955. He plays tenor, Dick Hyman at the piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar. Trigger Alpert is here again to play bass, and on the drums, Eddie Shaughnessy.
Thank you.
Al Klink. That's right, on tenor sax. His quintet, December 1955, for Grand Award Records. They played The Carioca by Vincent Eumanns, The Nearness of You, Hoagy Carmichael, She Didn't Say, written by Klink, Strike Up the Band by George Gershwin, and Dick Hyman's Spectacular. Al Klink on tenor saxophone, Dick Hyman piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar, Trigger Alpert, string bass, and Eddie Shaughnessy playing the drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... All right, from Al Klink now... to Eric Kloss, K-L-O-S-S. He's 16 years old here. That's right. September 1965 for Prestige Records. Somebody heard something. I'm glad they did. He's 16. He plays the alto saxophone or the tenor saxophone. He wrote the first tune you're going to hear. It's called That's the Way It Is. He will then do Miles Davis' All Blues and Gershwin's Embraceable You. With him, Don Patterson on organ, Pat Martino on guitar, and Billy James on the drums. Thank you. That's Eric Kloss, K-L-O-S-S, in September 1965 for Prestige. His alto and his tenor saxophone. And the fact is he's 16 years old at that time. And with him, Don Patterson on organ, Pat Martino on guitar, and Billy James on the drums. We started with Kloss's own composition, That's the Way It Is, Miles Davis, All Blues, and George Gershwin, Embraceable You. Eric Kloss, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And support for KPLU comes from...
Olympic Hot Tub Company, founded over 31 years ago by Alice Cunningham and Blair Osborne, who introduced hot tubbing to the Northwest. Featuring hot spring spas, Olympic focuses on relaxation, fun, and family time. Five Northwest locations or online at OlympicHotTub.com.
Now to drummer Irv Kluger, K-L-U-G-E-R, with the Dizzy Gillespie Sextet, the 9th of February, 1945, and Gillespie's Groovin' High. Thank you. Irv Kluger playing with Dizzy Gillespie's Dizzy Gillespie's Sextet in February 1945 and Groovin' High, written by Gillespie. The tenor soloist Dexter Gordon on piano, Frank Paparelli. On guitar, Chuck Wayne. Maury Shapinski is playing bass and Kluger on drums. Kluger had been substituting for Shelley Mann in Stan Kenton's orchestra, and Shelley had been playing drums in Dizzy's bands at this time, and for some reason asked Kluger, come on in, I can't be there. And he did. 4 days later in New York at the Capitol Records studio in New York City, Kluger was with Freddie Slack on the piano, and here is Blackout Boogie.
Thank you.
Kluger, Irv Kluger playing the drums with Freddie Slack at the piano, just the two of them, in February 1945 for Capitol Records, and Blackout Boogie, written by Slack. The material with Slack, by the way, is available from Mosaic Records if you're into that. Mosaic Select number 18. Matter of fact, then the full orchestra of Freddie Slack and Strange Cargo. Slack wrote that with Will Bradley and Ray McKinley. Also from February 1945. Now I'm going to do some button pushing here and move us on. I'd like to end the program with Earl Clue and his acoustic guitar and his keyboards and his arrangements. And if we have time, I hope we do, Back in Central Park by him and Night Drive.
You got the frisbee, didn't you?
clue for you. His acoustic guitar, his keyboards, his arrangements, and his compositions back in Central Park and Night Drive, 1982 for Capitol Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.